Welcome to episode 21 of the Who Burned My Toast MusicCast. My name is Brad Jurger, and I am the misguided crew member that will be hosting this episode of kick-ass music from the much-beloved series Metroid. This MusicCast, unlike past episodes, is going to be dedicated to the whole Metroid series, and will also feature tracks made by bands and fans alike. The music community has really taken a hold of the Metroid series, and there's just way too many good covers and remixes not to share them with you. Now, what does that mean for you exactly? Well, what it means is that there will be more music casts featuring Metroid series and all the other music that will hopefully I'll be digging up for you guys in the future. So let's start the cast where it all began, with the title track for the first Metroid game on the NES. Charlie Chang, this episode goes out to you, man. I'm sorry it took me so long to get it out. Thanks for being patient. Enjoy, everybody. The first Metroid was released in Japan in 1986, and the soundtrack was composed by Hirokazu Hip Tanaka. Tanaka's goal was to make the player feel like they were encountering a living organism, whatever that means, but his work has set the tone for the whole rest of the series and would influence a generation of game composers and game designers to treat game music in a whole new way. The last two tracks you've listened to were also composed by Tanaka, the title for Metroid, and from the level Brinstar. Next, I'm going to mix in a fan-made track by Gabe Teriyashiano and Shinabubula. I'm not sure if I pronounced that right, sorry if I didn't. But this track is called Metroid Suite for Violin and Piano.
Thank you.
Kenji Yamato and Minako Hamano were called upon to create the soundtrack for Super Metroid. Once it was released in 1994, gamers were treated to one of the most eerie, dark, and foreboding soundtracks ever released on the SNES. It was proof that a game score could be just as important as gameplay. This next one's going to feature probably my most memorable moment in gaming, the opening to Super Metroid, the destroyed Science Academy Research Station scene, if you remember that in the beginning, at the title screen, that was composed by Minako Hamano.
Thank you.
We just wrapped up listening to the theme of Super Metroid by Kenji Yamamoto. Now we're going to take another track from a fan that's been remixed. It's called The Seeds from the Depths by Terminator.
Thank you.
We just wrapped up listening to No Fair, Ancient Ruins Area from Super Metroid. That was composed by Kenji Yamamoto. Next, we're going to jump to another magician. His name is XOC. Some might call him Jacques. This one is actually from Metroid Prime, which is the first Metroid game on the GameCube. It's called Distress Signal.
Thank you.
What you just heard blasting your ears was the band Metroid Metal with the song Metroid Prime 3 Theme, which arguably is one of my favorite Wii games. If you haven't played Metroid Prime 3 on the Wii, I highly recommend it. Definitely one of my favorite games. Definitely one of my favorite intro songs, too. Excellent, excellent. Next, we're going to jump to Arm Cannon with Super Cranial Siphon. Siphon, yeah, that'll work.
Thank you.
And with that last track by Pyro Paper Planes with the song Melting Sun, that's going to probably end this wonderful episode of Huber Mitos Music Cast. I just wanted to let you know that that particular song is on a collection called Harmony of a Hunter. Go check it out. It's got a ton of songs on it. I just wanted to say thanks to everybody for taking the time to listen. I really had fun doing this episode. I found a lot of great music. There's tons more for Metroid, so I can't wait to get back to it. I just want to say some credits to RetroTracks.net, MetroidDatabase.com, and OC Remix. Without them, it wouldn't be easy to do these music casts. There's a plethora of just good stuff going on there. I also wanted to say a quick shout out to the person that did the artwork for the cover. His name is Noleva. Check it out, BLK Celebration on DeviantArt. Great work. Don't forget to email us at hubermytoast@gmail.com for future music cast suggestions, and as well, stay tuned next week for the next episode of Huber My Toast Video Game Podcast. Thanks again, I'm your host, Brad Jurger, and to play us out, I'm going to play another track from Metroid Metal. It's titled The Ending. See you guys later.
The last Metroid is in captivity. The last Metroid is in captivity. The galaxy is at peace.